Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So here's a conversation that I never thought that I would be having. Certainly, I'm not big on talking about tomatoes, and that's the one aspect. And the next thing is the fact that prices have come down. What is with this? Why has the price of tomatoes decreased while the price of oil and all sorts of other foods is going up? Well, we chose to speak to our expert on the matter, Mervyn Abrams. He's a program coordinator at the Peter Maritzburg Economic Justice and Dignity. Thanks for talking to us so bright and early this morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. We are well, and I hope that you and your listeners are well too.
Absolutely great. So what is this tomato business?
Howard, the tomatoes prices spiked last year as a result of climatic conditions in Limpopo. Most of the tomatoes that is consumed in South Africa, or a large part of it anyway, is grown in Limpopo near the border with Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had unclimatic heavy rains and so on that destroyed that crop. And because there was then, of course, so much less tomatoes available in the market, the demand and supply meant that the prices increased. So it increased massively. But we have seen the price of tomatoes come down over the last few months. And between March and April, we saw no increase on it. So essentially, 6 kgs of tomatoes will cost you 113 rand last month, and it continues to cost about the same this month.
It does impact on the basket pricing. I mean, or does it? Are tomatoes part of how we calculate the general pricing of food in South Africa?
Well, I mean, in terms of our basket, yes, it's a component of our basket. So we track the price of 6 kgs of tomatoes. And so when the price of tomatoes come down, of course, then correspondingly, the price of our basket will come down. While having said that, of course, about 35 other products, so we check 44 products, foods, and 35 of those foods have increased. So while tomato prices have stabilized, the price of cooking oil, for instance, has increased by 42% year on year. The price of chicken portions have increased by 13% year on year. Potatoes have increased by 10% year on year. So all these other increases means that the basket continues, the overall cost of the basket continues to rise and climb. Over the last month, it increased by 92 rand. And it is now standing at the highest it's ever been at 4,542 rand for a basket of 44 very basic foods for a household of six.
So hold on a minute. So the price now for that basket is
4,542 rand and 93 cents.
And last year this time?
Last year this time it was 4,198 rand and 93 cents. So it's increased over the year by 344 rand.
Which is an incredible, incredible amount. You know, people are all saying that anecdotally, and we're not talking about people that are necessarily living below the poverty line. Normal middle-income people saying that they don't understand what's going on. The cost of food has just gone through the roof. And if we look at it, that we're saying that a standard basket of food a year ago was 4,198 rand and is now 4,532 rand, that is a massive, massive increase.
Exactly. And it's likely to increase further, Howard, and this is the painful part of it. It's likely to increase more because of the geopolitical and global impact that we're seeing. So, for instance, the war in Ukraine has meant that there are less sunflower seeds on the market. And, of course, it's now planting season. And in the midst of the war, are they going to plant? Which means that next year there might not even be a crop. Indonesia has stopped all exports of palm oil. They're the biggest producer of palm oil, which means that on the vegetable oil markets globally, there is less supply. Of course, and that then leads to further increases. And what we often don't realize is that, you know, one food is an input into another food. So, for instance, soybean prices have also increased. And, of course, that also plays a role in polony. And so now we've seen a 2.5 kg of polony, which women tell us they like using for children's lunches to school. That has increased by 51% over the past year. So we're feeling the impact. And then, of course, with fuel prices, so logistics, transport, packaging becomes more expensive. And then we've seen a number of climatic changes or climatic impacts in South Africa. In KZN last year in December, we had massive rains, not the flood, massive rains, which washed away part of the summer crop, which increased the price of fresh vegetables. Now we've had floods, which has had the same impact. So that will feed its way through into the retail sector at some stage.
It's very, very scary. Do we see, well, we don't see a light at the end of the tunnel at this point because of the global political situation. That is definitely exacerbating. We've also seen inflation catching up with many countries around the world because they've hidden the inflation, really, what they've done in many places. And I know that there's a term for it. I can't recall it right now, where you reduce the size of the product or the weight of the product to keep the price the same. And that, of course, hides the inflation. So people don't realize that things are costing more.
Exactly. In South Africa, we've got a strange situation where we have also done, on certain retailers have done exactly that. They're packaging into smaller amounts, but prices are remaining the same. So, but then it means there is not a necessarily corresponding increase. But the situation, I mean, just globally, the Food and Agricultural Organization's food index, which is a global food index, is the highest it has ever been. So in times of this kind of crisis, government has to step in to provide a social security net so that we do not fall through the net around afford accessing sufficient and nutritious food. And in South Africa, we are already not doing that. And now the 350 grant is being, grantees are being asked to re-register with the potential that many of them can actually lose the grant. So the situation is dire.
It really, really is very, very scary. We do need to leave it there. But from at least positive news about tomatoes, taking a very sobering look at the cost of food. And if you're battling, think about people who don't have the kind of income that many, that others do have. Mervin Abrahams, thank you as always, and keep doing the great work that you're doing.